You must be exhausted.
I'm so tired right now. I'm like, I did almost fall asleep though, like trying to put them to bed. I was like,
I know.
well, honestly, I actually kind of wish I had a drink. So. Yeah, that was rough. Oh. Well, whatever.
You know, everything is starting to slowly open up on the 15th.
Yep.
So we're going to be walking around with no masks. Things I'm not looking forward to is basically meeting with other humans. Preparing birthday parties, going to birthday parties or anything that has to do anything with parties.
That's true, yeah.
Hello and welcome to Najma Squad. Today we're going to be discussing what it's like to be mom shamed and setting boundaries to those that don't serve us. So let's get talking. Someone told me that I should consider going out and getting a job, you know, getting an actual job. But I don't think she realizes the magnitude of what she's saying. It may just be in passing, she was just saying it, but I just felt like it was a little bit of a jab there. And it makes you uncomfortable.
You know, there's a saying, be kind, because you never know what somebody is going through.
Yeah.
Right? And I think that totally plays into this whole idea of mom shaming. It doesn't matter what status you are, who you are, what you're doing. It doesn't matter if you're a stay-at-home mom, if you're a working mom, if you're a single mom, if you're a married mom. It doesn't matter. Being a mom, being a parent is difficult. But everyone's experience is different. So when someone tells you what you should or should not be doing in your current life situation, I feel like that's a little bit inappropriate and shameful. Like, shut up. Mind your own business.
It's funny because it doesn't stop at like in the playground. You know, you're kind of experiencing this yourself with your own daughter. You know, like you think that people would level up and grow up and become mature and be compassionate, but it never stops. It never stops.
Day, like, are your children happy? Are they still alive? Are they healthy? Then you did your job. And you know what? Even if they aren't healthy, and even if they're not happy, and even if they aren't whatever, if you've done everything that you can for those little boogers at the end of the day, then you know what? You still did your best, and you're still a good mom. You know what I mean? Like, you can't make everyone happy. And it's not about the whole shaming thing.
Sometimes you just got to draw the line on things that just don't, that don't
serve you.
That don't serve you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
All drawing boundaries.
Yes. Boundaries.
Boundaries.
I think it's part of the thing that we were saying, like, you know, it's part of being a people pleaser too.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how to set that boundary, and we want to always please and make everyone happy and putting others first before our own.
That's, it's not necessarily always being a people pleaser. You want to make people around you comfortable and happy. That's also a great quality. You just have to know when you got to scale it back. All that matters is what Joanne thinks of Joanne.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is background noise. It's all white noise.
You know, to the lady that said that to me, I just, you know what? So what? I'm happy. I'm happy with what I'm doing. So.
Do you. You do, Joanne. Joanne, do Joanne. You do you. So thank you everyone for joining Joanne and I today. We had a really great conversation about drawing boundaries, bad mom shaming, and how to safeguard ourselves for our own mental well-being. As always, we loved your company. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye. listening to obnoxious Starbucks orders when you go to Starbucks, long line bathrooms, being reminded that I have social anxiety.
You have social anxiety?
Yeah, I do. You know, when it's like awkward when you go to parties and you have to like talk to people.
I don't see that in you. You're like, oh my God, darling. Oh, hey. No. I'm the one, I'm like in the corner. I'm like, I'm silently judging everybody in here.